This is Professional Polish from Tarot International, because 85% of your business success is based on your people skills.
Yesterday, we provided tips on cubicle etiquette. Today, I will cover a few more. Something else to consider regarding cube etiquette is privacy. Ignore what you overhear and do not repeat what is overheard. Refrain from having private conversations in the cube. Use a meeting room instead and keep personal phone calls to a minimum. A few other things to think about are the smells, mess, and noise of food. This can be distracting and offensive. And decorate with taste. Choose photos and personal items that reflect your professionalism. Establishing cube protocol is necessary to create a productive working environment. This is Deborah from the Tarot team.
To ask a question, get additional tips, or learn how Tarot can help you lead, achieve, and outclass, visit Tarot.com. That's TERO.com.